Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the ICTP conference on knots and other entanglements in biopolymers. My name is Christian Micheletti. I'm one of the directors of the conference, together with Lynn Zidrig from Baylor College Houston, here in the front row, Yusan Chan from the University of Toronto. They will chair the sessions later on during the day. The other directors are Matteo Marsili, Andrei Stasiak. Andrei, for family problems, cannot be here this morning, but he plans to reach us later on today. He wanted very much to be here and will be able to make it here to Trieste. Before we start, we wish to express our gratitude to the hosting institution, ICTP, the Abdus Salam International Center for Theoretical Physics, for having actively promoted the activity and having provided support both in organization, infrastructure, financial support as well. Thanks to the generosity of ICTP, it is possible to have over all of you here. There are scientists from as many as 38 different nationalities convening here to discuss the latest theoretical and experimental developments in entangled polymers, especially biopolymers. We were supposed to have the welcome address of the director of the Abdus Salam International Center for Theoretical Physics, Professor Kattepalli Srinivasan, but he has had an unforeseen engagement in Rome, and we just learned that he can't be here today. So let me just say, although I was not ready to say something about it, that the mission of ICTP is to foster the scientific exchange between scientists from developing countries and the leaders of the scientific leaders in the world. And so it is very important for ICTP that all the speakers and participants can take part to all parts of the activity, so to have a very cooperative and interacting communities. And this has happened in the past. I mean, that a lot of scientific collaborations have taken their start during conferences in ICTP. And I think Lynn and Yusan is an example of that, of the latest conference on biopolymers that we had the last time. So I will now pass the word to Lynn, who's going to chair the next session.
Okay, welcome. I'm Lynn Zedrick, and I am from Houston. And it's amazing that only three people died in our hurricane that we just had that I flew out of and missed by hours. So I'm glad to be here because we have electricity and we have food and water. So I'm really glad to be here. So today, I really want to emphasize, and this is something that we've thought about a lot as directors when we've organized this meeting, we really want to foster interactions and discussion. And I know that this crowd is really good at that, but I want to encourage and remind the speakers, not you, but the rest of the speakers, that we really want to have room for discussion. So please do not cram your 60-minute talk into the time allotted. Really try to cut something so that there will be time after your talk for thoughtful discussion. And if we get done early, great, because then at the breaks we can have more discussion. So we really want to emphasize the discussion and don't just speed up and try to cram your talk. So you have a chance to cut some of your talks now. So I guess I hope that everybody is here. I know it's a little bit before we were ready for our featured speaker today. It's Professor Peter Schuster, and he is... I'm going to say that absolutely correctly. Is it Schuster? I mean, I've got this southern accent. You have to forgive me, from the U.S. And he's going to talk to us today about a pretty timely topic across, at least in some parts of the world, being hotly debated. And it's the title of his talk is Life, a Result of Evolution or Design. So welcome.